Sport on RTE Radio 1.
This time yesterday morning, our reporter Sheila Nocton was at Dublin Port talking to people taking the first boats to Holyhead on its reopening. And many were on their way to the Man United match last night. And I really felt for them. My nephew Jack had travelled to Old Trafford too. Only 8 minutes to go, losing to the worst team in the Premiership. And then a fabulous hat-trick, Pádraig. A happy ending for the travelling Reds.
Yeah, you've said it all there, Gavin, really. And obviously a lot of drama involved at the end of the match last night, just like Manchester United teams of old. A 3-1 win for Manchester United over Southampton in the Premier League. The equaliser coming 8 minutes from time, with further goals arriving in the 90th minute and in stoppage time, the hat-trick hero Ahmed Diallo. And Brighton picked up their first league win since November, defeating Ipswich 2-0 at Portman Road. Belfast's Mark Allen has booked his place in the Masters snooker semi-finals. He ground out a 6-2 victory over Mark Selby at Alexandra Palace, a run of 4 frames in a row helping Allen to set up a semi-final against Sean Murphy, who defeated Neil Robertson by 6-2. Rory McIlroy, Tom McKibben and Pádraig Harrington will all begin their second rounds on 2 under par, 5 shots off the overnight lead at the Dubai Desert Classic. Right now out on course, Daniel Hillier of New Zealand leads on 9 under par. The big shock at the Australian Open was the defeat of 3 times runner-up Daniil Medvedev. American teenager Lerner Teen, making his Grand Slam debut, took a 5-hour match in 5 sets and told reporters afterwards that he was planning to celebrate with a pizza. 2 provinces are in European rugby action this evening. Ulster host Exeter in Belfast, and Connacht have made the trip to Wales to face Cardiff. Leinster and Munster have important games tomorrow. We'll be previewing the rugby later, but now we're going to look ahead to the National Cup finals in basketball. The National Basketball Arena in Tala will be hosting the men's and women's finals, and Greg Allen will be reporting on the games for RT Radio. Greg has covered every basketball cup final since the first one in 1984, and when you consider that John Motson, the BBC's lead football commentator for many years, finished his career having commentated on 29 FA Cup finals, Greg doing his 41st Cup final this weekend is an impressive achievement, you'd have to agree.
Although so Greg is more of a veteran than John Motson now, yes?
Yeah, that word is banned, I think, in our department, but he doesn't have a sheepskin
seasoned
coat
veteran,
like John.
Yes.
Spot on, yeah, that's more palatable, I think. And let's hear Greg's thoughts now on the weekend's action.
It's Irish basketball's biggest weekend of the year, and the TV cameras will be in place for 2 really intriguing looking finals starting tomorrow night at the National Basketball Arena, with the meeting of the top 2 teams in the Men's Super League, the leaders Colchester and second placed UCC Demons, who between them have won the Cup 14 of the 40 times that it's been played since the very first one in 1984. The Colchester Grey Brigade will remember the epic Kelvin Troy and Mario Eli powered first victory 38 years ago for the club in the Cup. And in the intervening years, there have been 4 more Cup successes, most recently in 2019. And this looks like being their best chance since then, as they lead the Super League entering into the business end of the season. And they even defeated Demons, their opponents, incidentally, in the final by 10 points 7 weeks ago. And so on Dublin soil, you'd think that they'd be favourites. But all of those statistical markers do not account for how the Cup really fires the engines of some teams more than others. And none more so than UCC Demons, who have won the Cup a record 9 times, including last year. Similarly, in the women's final for the Paddy O'Connor Cup, Colchester are 4-time winners and the reigning league champions as well, but they only scraped through against their opponents on Sunday, Liffey Celtics, by 2 points in overtime in December. Now, Colchester might lead the Super League, but Celtics are a close third, and so it's another one too close to call, and it's down for decision at 5:30 on Sunday. The men's final for the Pat Duffy Cup tips off at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's Greg Allen. Also a big weekend in Club GA, Croke Park stage in the All-Ireland Club Finals on Sunday. Coola against Errigal Kieran and Sarsfields of Cork against Nafin. I presume you'll be making the walk to Croke Park on Sunday, Gavin?
Very much looking forward to it. Anybody who comes towards Croke Park on Sunday coming from Tyrone, from Cork for the final will be, it'll be hard to miss the blue and yellow all around Croke Park. For most people at Nafina, they can see Croke Park from their houses, and we're very much looking forward to our first ever appearance in an All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final, and our first appearance in a Senior Final since 2000. Hopes are high, Pádraig. Hopes are really, really high.
I'm really glad to hear it as well, and they're probably not the same occasion as they were when they were at St Patrick's Day, but there will be a lot of interest in those, and particularly having 2 Dublin teams involved will probably lift the attendance a bit as well. We finish up with some horse racing news. French import Kiss Will made a winning Irish debut when landing the maiden hurdle at Fairy House for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. He survived a jumping mistake at the final flight to win by 13 lengths.